This is Kate Arkless Gray, and I'm here at the W London Hotel. We're overlooking a sort of newly refurbished Leicester Square. There's still a few diggers around, and this is quite a hotel. I'm here with Nicola Robinson, who describes herself as a W Hotel insider. Now, before we go any further, you have to tell me, what does that mean to be an insider?
So a W Insider's role is to give insider access to the guests' experience within the hotel, offering them wow moments and looking after the VIPs, and also gaining insider access to the city. So each W Hotel in every country has an insider, and we give access to our knowledge in the city, whether it be the best clubs, best bars, best happenings, exclusive events, backstage access, and kind of the VIP experience. That's pretty much it. So we cover the social media. We provide inside access through the Twitter, Facebook competitions. We work on the W app and a Cool Hunter newsletter.
So you've got W hotels around the world. Are they all the same, or have they each got their own character? Because this place has got bags of personality. I just wonder, is this replicated in other cities, or do they have their own flavour?
Each W is based on the city that they're in, on a dualism between the hotel and the city. So it's W is a dualism brand. So if you go to W Hollywood, it's themed on Hollywood as well as a bit of W. So you'll see that in every W you go to, it's different. Barcelona's in the shape of a sailing boat. So it's designed to fit in with the city that it's in. So it's bespoke, each boutique.
Okay, so basically, just to give the listeners some idea, you know, I've walked into this hotel, come up on kind of polished granite marble floors, up in an escalator, and then the first thing I saw was a ceiling full of glitter balls. We're now sitting in the Wild Bar, and I have never seen a glitter ball as huge as this. I mean, it defies explanation.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what it is as big as. It must be about, 5 metres across in diameter, at least that.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah. We have a theme for this hotel. So the dualism between London was sort of work hard by day, Savile Row suits. So we have kind of the Chesterton design in the hotel with the tweed and with the fireplaces versus rock and roll in Soho, which was the party hard. So work hard by day, party hard by night. And that's where you see the rock and roll, the disco balls, the 70s theme throughout the whole hotel and in the rooms as well. They've got plates and a library that's themed in Union Jack. And the plates are also rock and roll versus Savile Row photo shoot. So the theme continues everywhere in the hotel.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's probably not the sort of place that I would bring my granny to necessarily, but it has got this personality. So I'm just wondering, moving on to sort of how you're using Twitter, how much of that personality can you take onto the Twitter account? How much freedom do you have to really show that you're something a bit different?
With the Twitter, I work on it with the other W Insider. And what we do is we cover our passion points, so fashion, design, and as well fashion. But music is another thing. We really focus on personality, what's going on in the hotel and what's news around, so that the guests can get information before they arrive. So when guests get a reservation, they get the Twitter, so they can actually get current information before they arrive on what's going on in the hotel and outside the hotel. So it's, again, the insider role, insider access to the hotel, putting that knowledge onto Twitter for also the guests, but also for the followers that we have for London, which is obviously very high, considering we have Wild, we have the lounge, we have so many event spaces, as well as the screening room. So we often have loads of people that don't see W London as a hotel sometimes. It's more of a lifestyle brand.
Okay, so you have these event spaces, and you're actually using Twitter to bring people who aren't necessarily guests, or only guests, are you trying to get into the hotel for those events?
We're just giving exposure of the events to everyone so they can kind of get a sneak preview of what's going on, but we never give too much information.
Okay. I found that very interesting that you said that when people actually book with their reservation, they get sent the Twitter account. I'm wondering how else do you let people know that you're there and encourage them to sort of follow you?
Really, it's just about word of mouth. I think if someone's on Twitter, then they're most likely to look it up because people are in the know now. And obviously just through invites, events that happen viral, through linking Facebook competitions to the Twitter. And that's the main kind of influx of add-ons.
Mm-hmm. So it seems, I mean, I was having a quick look through your Twitter account earlier, and it does seem that you're kind of plugged into things that are going on in London as well as what's happening at the hotel. It's not all just about, hi, we've got a special offer on rooms today. And if you were to sort of break down your tweets, you know, how many of them would you say would kind of fall into the sort of sales you know, trying to get people to the hotel? How many are more about building up your kind of brand and personality? And then also, do you use it as a way of getting, you know, customer feedback and giving customer service?
We definitely do all of the above. We monitor our daily at tweets, so to see what people are saying, and if there's ever anything negative, we use it to reach out. If there's anything positive, we use it to enhance the guest experience. You know, when we have VIPs and celebrities in, we can retweet and engage with people. So we had Dizzy Rascal on, and he tweeted a picture, so we were straight on it because we saw the at tweets. So we work as a team with the hotel to expose everything. So everyone comes to us, sends us emails, and we expose anything that anyone brings to us as well as what we want to expose. So if sales contacts us, then we put a promotion up, but it's not really conceptualized like one per week. It's normally ad hoc. And it just goes with whatever's going on in the hotel and whatever's going on outside.
And have you had any experiences where somebody may have tweeted something, you know, something's broken in my room, why isn't it fixed? Can you, you know, would you get onto the case via Twitter, or would you expect them to still call down to reception in a sort of traditional way?
We had, I guess, we've never really had anything that negative. We've had, like, one comment once from a guest, I forget what it was, but it, you know, like saying something about their stay or something went wrong, and we just got in contact with them through their name and found the reservation, emailed them and invited them back for another stay. So we kind of look after people, you know, so it's like kind of content management.
Yeah, I think sometimes people do appreciate it if something has gone wrong, and in a way it's easier for people sometimes to just write something where they don't actually have to say face to face, well, that wasn't very good, you know, but it's really nice if they then find out that you are sort of checking up and doing that. So in terms of sort of looking at tweets that mention you, do you have a search purely on people who actually send you a proper at message to at W London Hotel, or do you kind of search for other variations of, you know, like, oh, I'm going down to the W Hotel, you know, for a cocktail. Would you pick that up and say, hi, come and say hello?
I don't think. I'm not working full-time on Twitter, and I've got 100 other responsibilities. So it's really, we look at people directly, and we work with, you know, the things that we need to work. Like, one person mentioning going to W for a drink isn't really the same value as a big event where there's 500 people attending. So we keep it bold, we keep it quality, and, you know, too many people tweet too much sometimes. So really we want quality, not quantity.
Okay. And do you think that the guests enjoy the interaction that they get from you?
Yeah, they love it. Yeah, it's great. It's fun for us because we can communicate in a way, like you said, informally. It's a way of kind of humouring people as well. And we can reach out to guests through Twitter and research them before their arrival. And if they're tweeting us, we can monitor it.
I saw one tweet from the other day where a couple of people were trying to work out where they were going to stay in London, and one of them had a favourite hotel, but then they were sort of torn between that and a couple of others, and one of them was this place, and somebody had immediately tweeted, oh, you should definitely stay here. I thought that was quite nice to show that, you know, you really are looking after your guests and you care about their experience.
We're trying to monitor it as much as possible. It's kind of like a daily management, so we have to work on it as much as possible.
And you said there are the two insiders. Is that, are you the two people who are involved in the Twitter, and how
we
does it work?
It directly. We're the ones with the logins and the content, but everyone else feeds into us.
And is it a 9-to-5 and then hard luck, mate, we've gone home? Or do you have people to
on our phones,
look at?
And we've both got iPads, so we are on the go, really, wherever we go. I like taking pictures, really. So if you're out, for example, like, there's an event launch tomorrow or tonight, we take a photo when we're there and we tweet that we're there and what we're up to and what's cool. So I think that's insider access. It's giving people a personal experience as to what we're up to, and it's always about what's new and what's next and what's opening, what's happening. And that's really what the role's about, so we just incorporate it into Twitter.
Yeah, I was looking at your last five tweets. One of them was talking about a club reopening tomorrow night. Another one was talking about some kind of W Designers of the Future announcement. What is that?
Well, we have a director for fashion worldwide, and we have our W stores, and we support new and next fashion designers worldwide. So there's a competition running now. So the winner will be announced, and that's kind of just like a news feed. It's on Facebook as well. So we incorporate Facebook and Twitter together for big news.
Yeah, the next tweet was saying, hey, look, there's some pictures on our Facebook site. So that's nice that you're sort of feeding into your other things, and I assume Facebook back to Twitter. I also noticed that you've got the W Store London is also on Twitter as a separate thing, and that's a shop that you have within the hotel.
I just mentioned, so not all of the W's have a W Store, but most of them. And that's a collection from fashion, men, women, accessories, designs, naughty things, everything. fun trinkets. And you can kind of go in and have a mooch around and see what they've got. So we work with the store as well, with Twitter. You stock what they've got in, what's new. We're now stocking Wah Nails, which we just launched, had a launch event last week. That's on Facebook. And we're now stocking the book here and in New York. So we work together globally with the other W's on Twitter as well.
And are you looking after that account for the W store as well and find yourself tweeting back and forth, or do they have their own presence? Oh, okay.
That's
so you, and then you just work together, and that's quite nice. Yeah. It works quite well. And obviously, when you were tweeting about the event tomorrow, you know, actually mentioned some local venues in London, actually named them on their Twitter account. So you've got that kind of community building up with other London venues.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you ever talk to other hotels in London?
Yeah, we do. I mean, it's not like a competition. We send people for tea at Claridge's all the time. You know, Blake's Hotel's got a great Asian fusion restaurant, and we go to their hotels all the time, just like they come to ours for drinks. And we do lots of concierge events together. I mean, we're really all a team.
Mm-hmm. It seems like your hotel is more than just a hotel. It's as you were kind of saying,
lifestyle,
you know, this
brand.
Sort of lifestyle experience. So how does that impact on your Twitter and other social media strategies?
It means that we've got a lot more to tweet about. It just means we can connect with a lot more people on a daily basis. Today they've got a screening on right now. I can't say what that is because I can't tweet until afterwards, but you might see it later on today. But we do have Island Records. We have a lot of screenings, a lot of events in the eWow suite. You know, we've had Jay Jagger's jewellery launch. We have anything from eBay, live kind of VIP screenings, and so much going on in every single department. So it really is just pulling it all in together and letting people know kind of what we're up to and what our happenings are.
And do you think that people that stay at the W hotels are more likely to be on these social medias? Like I said, you know, I can't imagine my granny sitting under this enormous glitter ball, and that's no bad thing about the hotel, it's just she's 89 and she isn't on Twitter. But the kind of people who might be here are probably more likely to be a bit more plugged in, a bit more trendy in a way.
Yeah, I think it's surprising how many people are on Twitter. I mean, we try and connect with people via LinkedIn, with guests. You know, it really is a case of time management and getting the best and giving the guest experience as well as getting a bit of information on Twitter. I just try to balance everything out.
I think balance is very important because I think maybe if you go into a hotel, you don't want to be totally bombarded and feel like they're stalking you every move. So one word of advice for any other hotel that was either thinking about setting up a Twitter account, is it worth it? And how best would they maintain that balance?
I think it's definitely worth it. It's the most current form of communication for anyone that's on there, and especially for crisis management, anything negative. Like, there was a big power cut last year, and like the whole of this area went down, including the hotel, for like 20 hours or something. So we had to evacuate the whole hotel. And I was monitoring Twitter like back to back, and anyone that was tweeting anything, I was getting, like, I would get in touch. We actually only had 2 tweets, but you know, it could have been loads of tweets. And it's just great for crisis management as well as optimism. So you can work with positive experiences. It's great to get feedback from people, like what they like in the bar. It's just nice to monitor and just get a picture. And increase it. That's really the goal, to just increase it. We're getting like 25 plus ads a day, and they all come into my email account, so I'm like monitoring, and it's very interesting for me to see on a network level to see kind of the impact it's having.
Great. Well, thank you ever so much for sharing your insight, and we wish you all the luck. And we'll be following your Twitter account at W London Hotel to find out what that secret screening was.
Yes.